This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Roman Catholics around the world are closely following the news today that Pope John Paul's medical condition has worsened. The Vatican says he is conscious, but remains in grave condition, and the Vatican dismissed reports that John Paul is in a coma. Crowds of the faithful are gathered in silent prayer outside St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, and Catholics worldwide are attending Mass and praying for the Pope. That includes Catholics in his native Poland, who filled churches this morning to pray for the Pope's health. A Polish cardinal, who is a close friend, is quoted as saying that John Paul is fading serenely. And we will bring you updates as we learn more. Some 2,000 high school students across the country go to work one day each week as part of a program at a national network of Catholic parochial schools. This program is intended to help inner-city students pay for an education they might not otherwise receive and also to help get them into better colleges. Shannon Mullen visited one of the schools located near Boston.
It's almost 7:30 on a Tuesday morning.
Please stand up for dress code chat.
The students at North Cambridge Catholic High School are getting ready to go to work. 17-year-old Blanca Lemus is a junior who wants to be a lawyer. She loves Tuesdays when she spends the day at a Boston law firm.
Give me a lot of confidence, especially when I interact with the lawyers. I just like to defend people. When someone's in trouble and I know the reason and I know it's not their fault, I start defending them, and I think that would be great for me.
The students gather for morning prayer before they leave for work.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
It's a short trip downtown, and the students don't seem to notice how odd their school bus looks in Boston's busy financial district. Blanca Lemus gets off the bus in front of a skyscraper that's home to the international law firm Holland & Knight, and she disappears into a sea of suits and briefcases. She'll spend the day typing case summary data into the firm's computer system.
Some words, I don't know what they mean. Some, they have abbreviation. And like sometimes you're like, what's this? But you learn with the days.
Lemus's school is one of 11 in a national network called Cristo Rey. It's named for the Jesuit high school in Chicago, where it started 9 years ago. Under the Cristo Rey model, students start school in August with longer school days. They spend the same amount of time in the classroom as traditional students, and they get academic credit for their time at work.
Their grades get better. Their attention to what's going on in school gets sharper. They get more excited about their future. They mature. They grow up.
Cristo Rey's Vice President of Development, Jeff Thielman.
They learn about the corporate workplace. They can interact with adults much better than I could when I was 14 and 15. That's for sure.
Thielman points out that they're also earning money toward their own education. In Lemus' case, the law firm pays $5,000 of her $7,200 annual tuition.
It's very cost-effective. The fee that we pass on to the school is lower than what we would pay for an entry-level position.
Lemus' supervisor, Tabitha Ross, is the law firm's human resources director.
Risks? You know, you're employing for high school students. You know, they're young. They haven't been in the workforce necessarily. Some of them have. So you're definitely taking a risk there.
The network says about 5% of the students in its schools are let go from their jobs, and some education experts say programs like this push students into the work world too soon. Another criticism is that entry-level work, a lot of copying, faxing, and typing, doesn't necessarily translate into real training for these students.
The real career value of these programs is, in the end, probably not very high. Their value is that they keep them in school.
Anthony Carnevali is a senior fellow at the National Center on Education and the Economy.
They save small groups of kids. They are victory gardens in a war against dropouts in America. But victory gardens don't win wars. Their value is largely symbolic. The larger question is, how are we going to reform high school so that we don't need programs like this?
Administrators at Cristo Rey schools say the lesson in their method is in its focus on teaching the whole child, not just the academic student. Terry Shimo directs the work-study program at North Cambridge Catholic. She says teaching high school students about life keeps them engaged in learning, and going to college becomes a natural progression for kids who might otherwise only dream about it.
You know, I'll interview some students and they'll say there'll be colleges that they want to go to and they'll be afraid to say it out loud. So giving them the confidence to really voice their dream, you know, where our thought goes, our energy follows.
At the flagship Cristo Rey School in Chicago, the graduation rate is 93% in a neighborhood with a 61% dropout rate. Other schools are noticing numbers like these. The network added 5 new schools this year, including 2 in Massachusetts, and plans to add 5 more by 2007. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Mullen.